White House physician, Trump breathing well, fever-free, not on oxygen. By Charlie Spiring on October 3, 2020. White House physician Commander Sean Conley said Saturday that President Donald Trump was feeling fine at Walter Reed Military Hospital. The president has been fever-free for 24 hours. He did have a fever Thursday into Friday. Conley said, noting that the medical team was extremely happy with the progress that Trump was making. Conley denied reports that the president was having difficulty breathing in response to a question from reporters. "No, he has not, never did. He had a little cough, he had the fever, more than anything he's felt run down," he said. Conley said that Thursday, Trump had a mild cough, nasal congestion, and was experiencing fatigue but was resolving and improving. Dr. Sean Dooley also commented on Trump's condition. "The president this morning is not on oxygen. Not having difficulty breathing or walking around the medical unit upstairs," he said. Dooley said that Trump was in exceptionally good spirits and that the president said he felt he could walk out of here today. Conley said that Trump could continue to be treated with remdesivir and antibodies and that they encouraged him to eat, drink, move around, and work. "We are maximizing all aspects of his care. Attacking this virus with a multi-pronged approach," he said. Conley said that he and the president discussed hydroxychloroquine but ultimately did not use it as a treatment. "We discussed it, he asked about it, he's not on it now," he told reporters. He said that Trump was doing well, and noted that on days 7 to 10 the virus moved to the phase 2 level, which was an inflammatory phase. "It's hard to tell where he is on that course," Conley said. When asked by reporters why he was admitted to the hospital, Conley said, "Because he is the President of the United States.